welcome to AGC's ConstructorCast, where in preparation for Safety Week coming next month, May 6th through 10th, we are bringing you a special ConstructorCast short. Each year, we feature big-name construction companies participating in Construction Week, but this year, we wanted to hear how some of the smaller firms in the industry are celebrating safety in 2024. Hosting this short is AGC's Senior Director of Safety and Health Services, Kevin Cannon. Joining Kevin is Jamie Dabbs from TD Industries. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show. Over to you, Kevin.
Thanks, Max. As Max said, I'm Kevin Cannon, Senior Director of Safety, Health, and Risk Management with AGC of America. And today we have with us Jamie Dabbs, who's the Vice President, Safety, Health, and Environmental with TD Industries, to talk with us about Safety Week 2024. Before I turn it over to Jamie, I'd just like to highlight that Jamie is the recipient of the AGC of Milwaukee 2024 Construction Safety Professional of the Year. So we're happy to have Jamie with us, and now I'll allow Jamie to introduce himself.
Thanks, Kevin. Like you said, my name is Jamie Dabbs. I'm the Vice President of Safety and Health here at TD Industries. We're a large mechanical subcontractor in the Southwest U.S. Thanks for letting me be here.
We appreciate you being with us, Jamie. And, you know, for this particular episode, we just have a few questions to help our listeners understand the importance of Safety Week and, you know, how TD Industries goes about planning for the event. So before we get into your actual planning and the activities, Safety Week's been around for 10 years now. It started in 2014, and they're celebrating 10 years of the industry-wide event. So how long has your company been participating in Safety Week?
Well, it's funny you mentioned the 10-year mark. This is our 10th one. 2014 was the first year in. It's taken a lot of different shapes and forms and has really grown into a really awesome event.
Great. And you said over the 10 years, it's taken, you know, many shapes and forms. And, you know, I understand there's a lot of work that goes into the planning and executing. So how do you get prepared for this?
After we did our first one, we kind of sat down as a team and thought through what worked well, what didn't, how early did we start. Around 2015, we started in July prior. So we would give ourselves almost a full year prep time because we were doing so much collateral around it, kind of manually having to build it ourselves. That's kind of morphed and changed throughout the years. So like for this year, for example, November is really where we started working heavy for our upcoming Safety Week.
Oh, great. I guess the point here is not to wait until, you know, April to start planning for Safety Week. And, you know, with all the planning that goes into it, can you describe for us the events and activities that you incorporate into your Safety Week throughout TD Industries?
Here's where I mentioned, like, we have to be outside the box. We're not a fully construction company. So we have about half in construction, about half in this truck-based service type non-construction business. And so we need to be pretty customized. Every job site has your kind of traditional safety stand down or activity plus every day. And why I say plus is because we do things like long form lesson learned videos where I interview partners that have had some type of incident that was significant over time. They're able to share their story and their lessons learned to help others be safe. So we do videos each day. We have these on-site stand downs. Some of our truck-based service teams have events that week where they actually come to get together because they're normally in lone worker activities. This has also grown legs over time. And over the last couple of years, we started hosting on-site events at our offices. We started somewhat small, but it's generated last year into a much larger event with multiple vendors in attendance. And this year, we're going even larger. We're inviting customers. We have quite a few vendors that are going to be on-site. We have one of our safety professionals that's going to be in a dunk tank where you have t-shirts we're giving away. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Nice, nice. And, you know, part of the purpose of Safety Week is about raising awareness surrounding construction safety. And it goes beyond that, really engaging with the workforce. So can you explain to us how you engage management as well as employees during the Safety Week?
Sure. That's a fantastic question. Ours is a layered approach. So we'll have activities that involve frontline workforce doing deeper inspections, engaging at the front line with those hazards they're closely working to. Next layer, we will have annual training requirements for certain supervisory roles. That's the week that they will occur to get them engaged in safety activities. We do our annual evacuation and emergency response training that week as well. So that's, again, field leadership has to be involved And then even our senior leader, C-suite executive management has multiple items that are going to engage them in activities each day throughout that 5-day span.
No, it sounds like very well planned and really keeps folks engaged at all levels. And you mentioned earlier as far as the plan that goes into it and incorporating outside vendors as well as service providers. But you also mentioned owners engaged in the activities as well. Could you describe what some of these vendors or service providers that you bring on?
Sure. So over the last couple of years, like last year is a really good example, and we'll mimic some version of that this year. Milwaukee Tools on property, Cask shows up for us. We had FR clothing providers. We had Warner Fall Protection was on site. We had multiple booths. We even had like our internal wellness team was out there as a resource for partners. We provided breakfast tacos. There's a lot of things we did as far as that goes. This year, that's just the number of vendors that are going to attend is going to grow. And, you know, it was a good win-win because some of those vendors were able to actually have some successful time with some of our senior project management.
And then just as a follow-up question for those listening, so you are purposeful in aligning the vendors with the hazards that your craft folks encounter.
Yeah, that's a really good way to look at it. We try to bring in things like last year we knew we were going to have like some construction partners, but also going to have some truck-based service. And so we geared that towards what vendors would make most sense for senior service managers to be involved with, and then even some facilities managers, and then on our construction side as well. It's like we want to make sure it's valuable for everyone. We want vendors that are getting benefit out of it as well. So we have repeat attendees, sponsors, and just make it kind of a fun win-win for everybody.
It also helps because it familiarizes them with TD and the work that you do.
It does, and it gives us an opportunity to highlight safety technology or new gear, new products with those that are going to be making the decisions at the field leader level. It's a good education opportunity.
There's no way to truly quantify it other than, you know, as you said, counting your safety meetings and whatnot. But outside of the metrics that you're able to capture, what do you see as far as the benefits of participating in Safety Week?
Oh my gosh. You know, the lesson learned sharing, when we've done it 10 years, we've just engaged more people throughout the week and we've gotten better at it because we've had a lot of trial and error. We had one of our lesson learned videos where an individual had fallen off of a ladder and they were in an area with a security camera and it caught it. And so there's a good lesson learned that we had from it. And this was several years back, but it was something we were able to do a deep dialogue interview with. And as we had this conversation with this individual, he's talking through everything that he could have done better. And, you know, luckily he was not seriously injured, but the risk was always there. But I always use this one as a highlight because we had 1,100 views in that in just a couple of days. And so that was a ton of engagement just off of one activity that week. And there was 2 to 3 per day for all 5 days. And so the amount of eyeballs we get back on focusing on our safety processes that week are very important. Some safety week years, we talk about being back to the basics, for example. This year, we're taking a spin on what we call Safe to the Future, and it's all on safety technology and new innovative gear that's going to keep us safe as we move into 25 and then 26.
You've provided some great information, and we've covered a lot of different areas as it relates to the planning and execution of Safety Week. Is there anything that you would like to add that we have not yet covered?
Yes, I think it's interesting because there's this Construction Safety Week theme every year. And I'll tell you one thing we did many years ago. We broke off into making our own theme for the week based on what we were wanting to accomplish. So one year we went back to the basics. And so our stickers, our posters we have generated, they're all custom. And they're back to what we were going to focus on for that 5-day span because we really wanted to tailor it into more of how we're going to execute here. And so the last couple of years we've started up in our game. We called it Safety Things. And so we had all this imagery about it all matched kind of the Stranger Things look. We was all about the upside down. And then we went down in this whole rabbit hole of things that could, like your SIF, your sticky stuff that's on your job site set. So we went real hazard, high hazard focus last year. This year's theme, that Safe to the Future, it's got this all back to the future vibe to it. And we're hitting safety technology early. We're talking RF monitors, we're talking fall protection technology, we're talking newer, lighter ladders. There's some theme that fits that each day that comes back to the message we're really trying to convey is these new tools and technology.
So if I hear you correctly, you know, the planning committee for Safety Week, they do a very good job of, you know, laying out a prescribed schedule, but it's not necessary to follow that to the letter and really look at what the hazards are that your workforce encounters.
That's a great way to look at it. There's been many years we've used that material just kind of verbatim, and sometimes that flow is perfect, but we may have a big scope of work. Maybe we're doing a lot of underground in our plumbing crews, and so maybe we don't want to talk of a particular topic that day. We want to focus on something that hits us more directly. And so, for example, we always cover the fall protection on Wednesdays, kind of like the National OSHA emphasis will be for Safety Week. And then on Thursday of that week, we always do emergency evac, but we add additional topics. So we're primarily Texas and Arizona is our biggest workforce. Now we're in other states and in Colorado as well, but you know, we always hit heat injury and illness prevention because we're starting to get hot in May here too. So there's some things we like to do, but yeah, the way you said it is sums it up just fine. It is, you want to make sure that that's a great outline, but you may have to customize it for certain business units, job sites, projects, or geos for your own company.
Yeah. Again, we appreciate you taking the time to join us and, you know, help raise awareness around this year's event. Congratulations on being this year's AGC Milwaukee Tool Construction Safety Professional of the Year.
Thanks, Kevin.
Now back to you, Max.
Thank you for joining us. And thank you for listening to another episode of AGC's Constructor Cast. Learn more about Construction Safety Week by visiting constructionsafetyweek.com and checking out the resources included in our show notes. We hope you join us this coming May and celebrate safety all year long. Don't forget to like and follow the show to keep up with the ever-evolving landscape of the construction industry.